Suddenly, Nick Pitt's walk-up song makes me smile from ear to ear. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you, Carmen? Good to be with you.
It's good to be with you, too. Today might be a tough day in the neighborhood, but the sun is still shining.
The sun is still shining. Everyone still has the chance to go listen to Travis Tritt. And we're talking on the phone, which just has great power, according to social science research. And in a time in which we're social distancing, I think it would be prudent for us to put aside some screen time limits in order to pick up the phone and talk to our neighbors and friends.
Okay, so I love that. We actually made a little phone tree. We have a little chalkboard in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we drew a little, I mean, I'm not a good drawer, but we drew a little tree on it, and everybody in the family got to put some names on the tree. And so we're going to use that as our phone tree, and we're going to be sure that that we sort of check in with the people on our phone tree every day.
I love it.
It's not the kind of like old fashioned tree where like I call you and then you then in turn call the next person on the tree because I didn't, you know, it's just a tree.
Yeah. Carmen, there's a lot of opportunity right now with just so many millions of Americans that are working from home now. As you said, we're all being encouraged to social distance right now, especially over the next 15 days. We really have the power and the capacity right now to flatten the curve with some of our actions that we do. And it's just so paradoxical that for the Christian to love your neighbor and to congregate in the midst of tragedy. But right now we're being asked to isolate. But because of the power of technology, we have the ability to be able to be with one another through the phone or through FaceTime, and what not a better way to do that during this time to be able to love your neighbor by distancing yourself from them and talking with them over the phone.
And it's amazing how deep a conversation can get very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. Over the phone.
Carmen, the research is so clear. Again, one of the, I guess, soapboxes that I've been on over the past probably year is this, the power of loneliness and how we're experiencing a loneliness epidemic here in the U.S. right now. So you've got one Cigna study that indicated that up to 3 out of every 5 Americans feels lonely. And if you feel lonely, a Harvard medical study indicated that that's like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And many Americans now, not only are they feeling lonely, but now they're experiencing loneliness because the one place where you got to be around people has been taken from you because of this virus, namely the workplace. And so working from home, being home, is going to exacerbate some of these difficulties and health concerns that many Americans and doctors are having right now. But what we know from the research is that the power of a phone call cannot be understated right now. To reach out to those individuals that you've only been seeing through Facebook and social media, but to have an exchange back and forth with them really has the propensity to be able to, one, enrich life, two, lower stress, and really reduce anxiety as well, which are key parts right now because with getting updates from the coronavirus and COVID-19, it's almost like wanting to continue to consume and consume and consume. And as we've already seen so far, and you alluded to, that really does typically tend to produce a great amount of fear. And that's something that we need to be wary of as well as be cautious of when seeking after updates.
I love the way that people are inspiring one another in the midst of this. Tell people what happened on, well, actually it's now happened multiple nights in a row. What is happening on a balcony in Florence, Italy?
Unreal.
This is so great.
I actually tried it last night and it didn't have nearly the same results as this opera singer did. So there is an opera tenor. I can't pronounce his name largely because I'm from Tennessee and my ability to pronounce any name is detrimental, to say the least. But nevertheless, there was an Italian opera singer. He's a tenor. Instead of going to the opera, because the opera obviously is shut down, he decides to bless his neighborhood by going out onto the balcony and singing a particular piece from one of his operas.
Nessun Dorma.
On his balcony. And just, I mean, it is just absolutely beautiful what happens. That his voice is just phenomenal and beautiful. And you can just see people coming out on their balcony really enjoying just an unexpected respite from just the isolation that was happening. I tried it myself by singing country songs last night out of my backyard. There was probably, I saw some sideways glances from individuals. No one was coming out and clapping, but nevertheless, there's just unique and creative ways that individuals, one, are trying to love on people around them, but two, keeping their distance from them as well. That's just one of the beautiful creative ways that we can continue to make our way through this COVID-19 outbreak.
All right, Nick Pitts and I are going to continue this conversation in just a moment. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. We'll be right back. Continuing my conversation with Nick Pitts. He's a fellow at the Institute for Global Engagement. You can follow him on Twitter at JNickPitts. Nick, the president has issued new guidelines. It seems like every single day we have new restrictions recommended by the CDC. We're down to, this consideration that we not be anywhere where there are more than 10 people. Obviously, we're talking about disruptions, not only in work and school. We're talking about disruptions related to church and anywhere else that, 10 or more people, that's pretty much anywhere. I just think that we want to be encouraging to people today. The reason that we want to be encouraging social distancing is because when we look at Italy, we are looking at, you either say we're looking at our potential future where not only hospitals, but morgues are now totally overwhelmed, or we say, OK, we want to do everything that we can to not go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things we're keenly aware of is Americans' daily lives are being disrupted. Our daily lives are being disrupted. But with disruptions, you see two things. There's opportunities, but then also things that you realize, what do I really value? And this is a great reprioritization Americans have an ability to be able to take part in, to understand what are those things that I really value? Who are those relationships that I really value? How can I capitalize on those things too? And it's caused me just personally, my own reflection of, I really need to start getting into a regular habit of interacting with some of my neighbors that are in close proximity to me. I need to better understand. I need to be closer with my family members. But then I also need to understand that disruptions and what am I, how am I spending my time, my downtime as well? You know, Carmen, I think we're living in a false dichotomy right now where we're being given kind of two particular options. There's some individuals that are saying that you need to keep up to date with all the information that's happening relative to COVID-19. And I think some individuals have taken that to mean that they just need to read about it all day. But what we've continued to see is individuals that are reading about it all day are working themselves up in a fearful fit. And that's not healthy at all. And it's causing some of these overreactions, i.e. what's happening with toilet paper and all of those amenities. But then on the flip side, this isn't a call either to just completely neglect that and be like the individuals, the viral tweet of individuals at that beach in Florida, I think, where they just completely neglected all the advice and just spent time out on the beach and were not practicing social distancing. I think there's a sweet spot in the middle that we one, need to be aware of the updates as they're happening, but also, two, recognize that we've been given a lot of time, free time now, since we're not going out and doing particular things. And what not a better way to maybe read that book or maybe catch up on that long phone call and linger over a good conversation that you've been meaning to have with that old friend. We can see this as a gift that we've been given. And there are a lot of neat ways that individuals, like we talked about with the opera singer, that are utilizing that to the benefit of their neighbors in close proximity that I don't think I would hate for us to miss out on and not capitalize on. So
our family has been making some lists. I have two teenagers who are not going to be home for the foreseeable future. And so in addition to the school work that they each have to do every day, we are then, we've brainstormed like, well, what else do we want to do? And so, there's some garden planning going on at our house. They're There's the agreement that we're going to do some projects together. Cleaning out the attic is on one person's list. That doesn't happen to be on my list, so we'll see if that one gets done. But, but you know, like, I want to learn how to make this particular thing that we all like to eat. Like, right. So that's a that I mean, I don't want to learn because I'm the one who makes it all the time. But right. Like, so is there something that you could teach your kids during this time because you have all of this time together? Maybe there's a project that you've just been putting off. And this is now an opportunity since you're all at home to do that thing together. We're doing some, you know, some online research about colleges. We're doing some things that we wouldn't be doing probably if we weren't all at home together now for this extended period of time.
And, you know, that's the beauty of one great parenting, but two, just this innovative American experiment of just the ingenuity that comes with just, we are just frontiers people that we see challenges and we don't lament them, but rather we capitalize on them. And I'm seeing, you see it all around the marketplace, right? There's so many gyms that are shutting down, but how so many, I continue to be inundated with emails about how these entities are starting to think of new ways to be able to reach out to their customers and help them to be able to learn. At Dallas Baptist University, I know that they're exploring ways right now of trying to figure out ways not only to serve their college students that are enrolled in classes, but understanding upwards of 30 million children and kids around the country are now are at home. Well, how can you help parents during that time and provide some opportunities for them to learn? Because Dallas Baptist for the past 15 years has been set up in such a way that they can do online education really well. And so they're thinking of, it's businesses like higher education, of like fitness. The list can go on and on about ways that we're reaching out above and beyond to be able to respond in these times. And it's really neat to see the creative ingenuity that defines and characterizes the frontiers people that are Americans.
So I know some gals who are in a homeschool co-op who have already reached out to their neighbors whose kids go to public school. And obviously those moms, those families don't necessarily sort of know how to homeschool their kids. And so they are already reaching out to their neighbors. These gals who know how to homeschool, right, because it's what they've been doing, they are turning this into an opportunity to sort of share that wisdom and those practices with their neighbors who are now at home with their kids with the opportunity to homeschool. So it is an opportunity. You're exactly right.
I love it. I love it.
And so cool.
And it doesn't end there. There's just so many opportunities. And we've got plenty of time to be able to think about it right now. So.
Amen. Amen. Hey, brother, thank you so much. You guys can find Nick Pitts online on Twitter at JNickPitts. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
So good to be with you. You have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back.